Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the long-lasting power you need with Energizer. Menards has the largest in-stock selection of Energizer batteries. They provide solid power for flashlights, remotes, and so much more. Right now, save big on Energizer batteries. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save
big
money at
Menards. Big 12 football is right around the corner. Brett Ciancia joining us. Pick 6 previews. You've got to make sure you get your preview magazine. Does a tremendous job, and it is used by a lot of the top dogs that we all know in college football. So, Brett, we appreciate you joining us on Heartland College Sports. If you're watching, listening, make sure you are subscribed right now to the channel for all things Big 12. Well, Brett, let's just start here. You're looking at the Big 12. You've got a great preview and breakdown of the Big 12. How would you describe this league and the chaos that is likely to ensue?
First off, Pete, thanks for having me on. I've been a big fan of Heartland College Sports and what you guys have built over the years. It's my weekly go-to in the fall. You know, it's the season goes so quick. I'm doing all 4 Power 4 conferences, so you're my go-to for getting caught up with Big 12. So keep up the excellent coverage. And the word to describe the Big 12 in 2025, it's got to be wide open. I mean, it is so wide open. This is the 14th year I've done Pick 6 Previews, the magazine, and it's got to be the most wide open conference I've covered all 14 years. And case in point, they had the coaches poll at Media Days for Big 12, and the coaches selected Kansas State and Iowa State. I have them outside my top 5 in this conference. I have them 6th and 7th. So that's how crazy it is, and I can't wait to break it down with you. But I would say wide open for 2025.
All right, so let's just jump into it then. Who do you like at the top of the league this year?
Well, I like Arizona State. They're my pick, and I'll give you the elevator pitch for a bunch of them throughout the show because you can argue 7-8 teams. But at the top, I'm going with last year's champ. I didn't want to overthink it. When I look back on my advanced stats last year, my game grader, my opponent-adjusted stats, there was no fluke. This Arizona State team was legit, especially in the second half of the season after they caught fire there. They do lose Kemp Scataboo, a huge loss. Their coordinator calls them scat plays. Those like crazy plays where he's breaking 5 tackles and juking people out of their shoes. So you do lose that, but 20 starters back. And I think, first round grade quarterback with Sam Levitt. I like their defense a lot. Good coordinators. So a lot to like from Arizona State. That's who I picked to win the conference.
All right. So is that something, do you think there's a big gap between Arizona State and the field, or are we talking about just on the margins here? And like you said, you're trying to not overthink this.
Yeah, it's as thin as you can get in terms of margin. I mean, you could, like I said, you could argue 5 of these, 6 of these. I have a lot more teams in my top 25 than you see in the AP and the coaches poll. I have Baylor in there. I have TCU in there. Utah's in there. These are teams I thought were snubbed by the AP. But that's just classic disrespecting the Big 12, right? And but I see some really talented teams. And who I have facing Arizona State and Dallas, I'm going with Texas Tech. A lot of storylines this offseason about how they rallied all that big oil money together. Cody Campbell and the Matador Club, a great job they did. But 13 blue chippers that they signed from the transfer portal, 13. That's more than the rest of the conference combined. So a huge talent infusion coming in. They do have Baron Morton, who was really clutch in the fourth quarter last year. He pulled out 6 fourth quarter comeback wins and final drives. So I like him to continue with probably their best talented team in, 15 years since the Mike Leach years. So that's who I went with. You could argue Baylor, Utah, TCU. We'll get into it. But I see Arizona State as your veteran defending champ against Texas Tech, the wild card with all that big money and big roster. I can't wait to see it come together in Lubbock.
What about a team that you think is going to be better than most people expect or worse than maybe some people expect?
Yeah, well, let's go with Baylor, a team that, again, was snubbed by the AP poll. I thought they deserved a ranking. And when you look at Baylor, I think some people might just look at the record and see the losses from last year, but you got to look at it after midseason. When they finally figured out their quarterback spot, of course, they started with Daquan Finn, a MAC transfer. Once they flipped over to Sawyer Robertson, this offense took off. They were like bottom 10 in the first month of the year and then top 10 the rest of the way with Robertson per my numbers. So I like that. And everybody's back. I mean, you got him at quarterback, Bryson Washington at running back, Coleman at receiver, Trigg at tight end. And then the weakness is maybe the defense, but given Dave Aranda's track record building elite defenses, you know, I think he's due for one of those classic Aranda units. So I think Baylor's being disrespected. They're in my best bets win totals article too. I have them over 7.5. I think they get that and make a push for potentially a Big 12 title run. So I'll give you Baylor there and TCU as well.
Okay, so TCU is a team that I'm with you there on TCU. I mean, I don't think they're getting enough respect. I think Josh Hoover could have a massive year at quarterback. He led the league in passing last season. What is it when you think about TCU? What is it about this team that that you like?
Yeah, well, I think when you look at the recruiting profile, because historically when you think Big 12, you think Oklahoma, Texas. Those were the big brands. They were the powerhouse recruiters. All the 4-star and 5-stars went through there. But you take Oklahoma and Texas out of there, you throw them in the SEC. Now, when the dust has settled, it's actually TCU is the number one recruiter the last 5 years from the high school ranks. So in this new Big 12, they're the talent team right now. They do a nice job of player development as well. You hit on it, though. It starts with Hoover. I love what he did last year. He was quality and quantity. Quantity in the sense he was 300 yards per game. But then quality, he was a top 20 on the QB rating leaderboard. So joined elite company there with only Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward. So obviously both those guys are gone. So it's really Hoover, dark horse Heisman candidate, all Big 12 candidate, all the accolades. And I think he's being underrepresented nationally. But one last thing with TCU I really liked. I was on the phone with Sonny Dykes, their head coach. He was really high on this receiver room. I know they lost two guys, their best two last year. Savion Williams did so much for them. But really, he was just over the moon about all the young guys that are coming up through the ranks, former 4-stars, former top 100 recruits. So I love the firepower they have in the pass game. Sprinkle in a veteran defense. I like TCU. I have them ranked. Nobody else is talking about them.
Yeah. So what about a team that you've got? And I've got them about 7th in the Big 12 as well. You have Iowa State down at 7th. I also think there's going to be a step back for this Cyclones team. Why are you seeing it that way?
Yeah, well, I think first off, it was a special year last year. They came in one of their most veteran teams in America. They had 20 starters back last year, and they cashed in. I think Matt Campbell did an excellent coaching job, brought them their first 10-win season ever, got the icing on top, 11th win in the Pop-Tarts Bowl over Miami. So a special season. But what I see with Iowa State, it's one of those programs, they go through cycles year to year if they're veteran, if they're developing. And they had 20 starters back last year. It's now 9 this year. So a whole new team. They're reloading a lot of that defense. And, I will say Rocco Becht, I mean, he's a magician. He could win any given Saturday. I mean, he dazzled last year. He could do it again. But when you're looking at this conference, I see them a shade outside that top pack of 16. So I've got them 7th, but hey, they're a puncher's shot away from being in there again.
How about, is BYU your biggest concern, especially now with the quarterback situation without Jake Retzlaff, or is there something else that you think sets them back to the middle of the pack?
Yeah, well, I call it now the Retzlaff test, because a lot of the other preseason magazines they release in April, May, June, they do good work, but they're a little bit stale by the time that that last spring portal goes and some of these offseason storylines develop. So my magazine was the only one that had Retzlaff out of there. And I say that just because it got more information. We now know that Barrett Bachmeier is probably the likely starter, a 4-star true freshman. That's hard to do anyway, being a true freshman starter. But he wasn't there in winter or spring. He was over in Stanford competing there. So I have a lot of concerns at quarterback with BYU. But it was more than that. They lose a lot off that defense, which I thought was really the reason that they won 10, 11 games last year, was that defense. The whole defensive line you got to replace. I think a safety, both corners, a lot gone from Provo. And then two more guys left after spring with Retzlaff, the receivers. Lassiter was appealing for an NCAA waiver, a bonus year. He got denied. And then Keelan Marion, an all-conference return man, he went to Miami. So a lot of questions with BYU. I see them outside that top tier. Special season last year, again, just like Iowa State, but I see them outside the top pack this year.
All right. I want to ask you this then, Brett. We've got your bottom 8 teams here in the Big 12, and I'm going to ask you, which one of these 8 you think is most likely to just totally shock? Not saying it's going to happen, but if you were to pick one, which one would it be out of Cincinnati, Colorado, Houston, Kansas, Oklahoma State, West Virginia, UCF, or Arizona? Which one, if you were to pick one, I had to bet on one that was just going to pop and compete in the Big 12, who's it going to be?
Well, it's really tough. I mean, Colorado is always your wild card. And in fact, I'm higher on them than most magazines. A lot of them were selling them down at 13th, 14th, 12th in the conference. I think there's enough talent there stockpiled. I know they lose a Heisman winner. I know they lose Shedeur Sanders. But now, thankfully, that Deion is back at full health. Coaching staff is back. There's a lot of talent there. So I'll throw them in a wild card discussion. But I'm going to go with Cincinnati here. A couple reasons why. At Media Day, Scott Satterfield called it his deepest team yet. I tend to believe him. Offensive line, they did a nice job from the portal, bringing in some top transfer acquisitions there. Joe Royer at tight end, he's a game changer. But really the catch, or I should say the pitch for Cincinnati is schedule. And the way these mega conferences work with their league schedules, it's so randomized, you can hit or miss. They draw four of the bottom five in the conference. So they take care of business there and start to rack some wins together. You might gain some momentum, grow into a special season. So I'd have them there as the outside, the top eight that could make some noise. Schedule and a veteran offense, where I'll go with them.
All right, Brett Ciancia, Pick Six Previews, joining us here. Make sure you pick up your preview now. Pick Six, spell it out, picksixpreviews.com. He's got previews for all 68 Power Four programs, a ton of great detail and statistical analysis on all 16 Big 12 football teams. So, Brett, you're down. Arizona's at the bottom for you in your preseason Big 12 picks. You know, I've got them at around 11-12. I just think that Fifita back, better O coordinator, and Brent Brennan knows he's got to improve this thing to keep his job. He seems to do better in year two. But why are you so down on the Arizona Wildcats?
Yeah, well, it was a tough transition last year. Of course, you 2 years back was the special year, and they thought they'd have a 2024 dream season. But with Jed Fish leaving late in the cycle to Washington, took some of his best players with him. It really fell apart last year in the coaching change season. So normally I'm with you. I talk about it all throughout the book. I love a second-year coach bonus, a second-year coordinator, second-year quarterback. Those things tend to project increases year over year. I mean, it's just common sense. You're more familiar with your roster, more familiar with your schemes for if you're a player. So usually I would side with you there, but it was really broken last year. Bottom five defense for me, below average offense for me in my numbers. And then you look at it again, another round of transfers left for Seattle. They keep losing their best players to Washington. You got Takario Davis gone, Prysock gone from the secondary. They had already lost Jonah Coleman last time, but just so much talent has been drained out of there that I have them towards the bottom of the conference, actually dead last down there with the other coaching change teams, UCF and West Virginia.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a premium interior paint and primer in one with a top-lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. Now you're high on or higher on Utah maybe than some people, and I'm with you. I think Utah's going to end up playing for a Big 12 championship. A lot relies on Devin Dampier and of course that quarterback situation working out. What do you think is going to work with that program after a rough 2024, where they can turn things around and be competitive again in this league?
Yeah, well, Pick Six Previews readers, they'll be familiar with this. I've been really high on Utah for countless years now, 5-6 years. They've made me look smart. You know, when you're comparing them to the overrated USC and UCLA from the old Pac-12. I thought I had my finger on this program pretty well until the last two seasons. I'll be honest. I mean, these injury seasons caught me way off guard. Last year, they collapsed, one of the worst seasons I've ever seen from Utah football. So after 5 or 6 years of thinking I know what's going on with Utah, I now have no idea. It's so wide open. I do like what they did, though. You know, you love the attempt to fix this offense. They went out and found the number one rushing attack in the country with Jason Beck's scheme at New Mexico. They bring him. They bring the quarterback with him, Devin Dampier. You mentioned him. He's really electric to watch. A stat for you is that he was pressured 100 times last year in the pocket. He got away 96 times. Only took 4 sacks out of 100. Number one in pocket elusiveness last year. And when he tucks the ball, he can run too. I think he put up, 500-plus yards rushing. So, yes, it's going to be a step up in competition going from the Mountain West to the Big 12. But with that, he has better personnel around him. It could be the best offensive line in the country. Definitely number one in the Big 12 this year, Utah. So, you know, like I said, in the past, I've had my pulse on Utah. Now, I mean, it's really a gamble if this offense clicks. if a lot of their new pieces on defense click, and they do have a good track record with Morgan Scalley, one of my favorite defensive coordinators. So I like him. I like him as a top 20 team, maybe not in Dallas right here as we sit in mid-August, but definitely a top 25 team. Yet again, another snub by the AP.
Is there a player or two that for the casual Big 12 fan who knows their team, you think they should be familiar with ahead of the season that, you know, could be a breakout star or a couple of guys that you really like that maybe aren't getting enough attention right now in the preseason part of college football?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm sure that the Big 12 fans are familiar with the quarterback spot, but it's funny this year in my book, I have the All-America team and the All-Big 12 team, but I also had to cram in two quarterbacks on the third team of that. I have four quarterbacks on three teams, All-Big 12, because there's so much talent at quarterback. I went with Sam Leavitt, Josh Hoover, Robertson from Baylor, and Avery Johnson from Kansas State, but I could have gone four more guys for this All-Big 12. So quarterback is loaded again. But I'll throw you a couple guys on defense because they're new to the conference. They're transfers in, and they're both on this Texas Tech defensive line. It's one of the areas they really pumped that oil money. And they signed David Bailey from Stanford. You know, he's going to be an all-conference contender, one of the best defensive ends in the league. And then Lee Hunter, another top-notch transfer. So I like what they did at defensive line, Texas Tech. There's two stars for you. Top offensive line's got to be Spencer Fano from Utah. And he's going to battle with his own teammate with Lomu, also drawing high NFL draft grades. So there's some of your linemen that you might be unfamiliar with. I'll give you a secondary player, Bud Clark, TCU. I think he could push for a Thorpe Award even. You know, very veteran guy, been there for so long. I think if both of us are right about TCU contending, then he'll be a big reason why. So
yeah, that's
those are some, you know, some positions that don't get enough credit.
Yeah, you're right. Lee Hunter, people know him from UCF, but UCF struggled last season, so a lot of people may not realize that he was one of the few bright spots on that UCF team. Now, you've got the two new coaches, Rich Rod at West Virginia and Scott Frost at UCF, at the bottom of the Big 12 outside of Arizona. Give both of those fan bases some kind of reason for optimism as we get set for new eras in both Morgantown and Orlando.
Yeah, well, this is an easy one because all I have to do is tell the fans, think back 5, 10, 15 years, because both these guys have already done it there at their respective schools. It's kind of unique to have both guys returning to where they were excellent before, with Scott Frost, of course, taking them undefeated, claiming a share of the national title. And then with Rich Rodriguez, brought them to BCS bowls, multiple BCS bowl games, Big East titles. Some of the most electric offenses we've ever seen. They were, of course, everyone's go-to pick in the video game series. Everyone wanted to play as Pat White and Steve Slayton. There's 99 overall, 99 speed players. So anyway, that's easy. Just think back in your memory there as a fan. But specifically in the second term for both of them, I think the optimist for Scott Frost here in UCF, he's done it before, but also he has an advantage in the recruiting game being located in Central Florida. I mean, that's one of the hotbeds of high school recruiting, the speed state. And I think they're flashy enough of a program that recruits are going to want to come play there. Or if they're elsewhere in the country, transfer back to their home, being Florida guys. So they have the recruiting angle, the talent acquisition angle going forward. With West Virginia, maybe they're somewhat of a sleeping giant. I mean, they have been, they've kind of been looking for their place in this Big 12. They're always around 7-5, 6-6. I think with this hire, you're going to get back to a really tough offense, a run the ball, stop the run mentality. I saw some practice clips. Rich Rodriguez is laying into this team, yelling at him. And you know what? You need a culture change like that. That's going to pay dividends. So it might be a rough transition season, but I think both these guys, if they can just get back to what worked before, it could quickly improve in 2026.
Yeah, that would definitely be a step in the right direction for both of these programs, no doubt about it. So, you know, Brett, when you look at the Big 12 and stack it up against the SEC, the Big 10, the ACC, how do you see that Power Four hierarchy shaking out right now?
Yeah, it's a big question. I get asked this on all the different conference shows, and I love it. I do think just given all the money at the top and all the TV deals, which I hate that's kind of ruining our sport, but it's the reality. And I think with all that money, the SEC and the Big Ten have separated as 1-2. You can argue 1A, 1B, who has the best champion caliber teams, who has the most ranked teams, but that's a separate discussion. I think really it's Big 12 versus ACC for number three. And not just because I'm on the Big 12 show here, but I've said this all preseason. I think the Big 12 is number three, a solid number three. A couple reasons why. We talked about how many talented teams there are. You might not have a Clemson or a Miami, like a national top 10 recruiter every year or a playoff, you know, favorite every year. But I do think you have better depth. There's way more top 25 teams, way more top 40 teams on the board there. And here's the other angle, too. I don't care about TV numbers, right? I love seeing passionate fan bases pack the stadiums. I like seeing them on Twitter 365 days a year yelling at each other, you know, about their teams. I see that all the time from the Big 12, and I see none of that from the ACC. You turn on ACC games, half their stadiums are empty. I mean, Boston College, Wake Forest, nobody's even covering these teams, half of them. But with the Big 12, you watch a game at Utah or BYU or most of this conference, the cameras are literally shaking on television. So I love this league. I'm not saying it because I'm on the Big 12 show. I've said it all summer. And it's also the most wide open. So it's going to make for a lot of one-score games like it was last year. And, you know, it's the only league where you could find a 15th place team projected that goes and wins the thing. So I love the Big 12. I put them third here.
There you go. All right, Brett, last thing. What have we not talked about the Big 12 that you think either is getting overlooked, underappreciated? What is that thing about this conference as we put a bow in the conversation here?
Well, we covered a lot. I mean, we talked about how wide open it is. We talked the depth at quarterback. I gave you the elevator pitch for my top five. I guess I'll just throw you one more with Kansas State. I mean, this is a program that has really elevated their floor. You know, they're almost, you can chalk them up for 8 wins every year now. The question is with Klieman, can he access that next tier? Can he get to 9, 10, 11 consistently, get in the playoff consistently? So, you know, that's a topic we didn't hit on. Also, I mean, I can't believe he went this far. What is going on with Oklahoma State? I mean, I love Mike Gundy. I love, you know, it's very nostalgic for me growing up in the 2000s with college football. And he was very innovative with their offense back then. But they've really been missing from this new Big 12 era. And I remember thinking back when Oklahoma and Texas left, I thought there was this void at the top, this, you know, this power void. I thought Oklahoma State would really fill into it. But I'm waiting for them to break through. So. But anyways, those are two topics we didn't hit on, but yeah, we covered everything. And you know, you guys cover it all in Heartland. I tune in every week for your recaps and then your upcoming bets for the week. So, keep up the great work. It's really grown since I started following about 5-6 years ago. So keep it up. And I can't wait to follow you guys, follow this league this year.
Well, that's very nice of you, Brett. We appreciate it. And make sure you pick up his preview, Brett Ciancia, Pick Six Previews, the website picksixpreviews.com. Anywhere else people need to go, or is that the best way to get a hold of the preview there, Brett?
Yeah, you got it. It's only on picksixpreviews.com. We have the digital version and the hard copy spiral bound magazine. We ship them out in 2 days. So I know we're getting close to week zero and week one, but guaranteed 2 day shipping. You also get the digital immediately if you buy the hard copy. So you have that for those days it's in transit. And then lastly, this year, we do have Pick Six Plus, an in-season feature coming out every Tuesday. All the stats, all the information, all the betting trends, talent profiles. Basically, when the season starts, I find I have like 50 tabs open on my computer. But with this product, I put it all together, very visually appealing, all the information you want. So you want to check that out, picksixpreviews.com.
Love it. Brett, thank you for being here, my man. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Pete. Anytime. Yeah.
He's Brett Ciancia, picksixpreviews.com. Of course, we're Heartland College Sports. Find us on the website. Make sure you are subscribed right now to the channel and, of course, on the podcast as well because college football season is coming. We've got much more coming your way soon.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile. And you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good.
Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.